1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden considering passing an executive order to impose tough new sanctions at the southern border. One possibility, barring migrants seeking asylum as they cross between U.S. ports of entry. ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce with more on the political reasons for the move.
Republicans have seized on the chaos at the border, turning it into a political liability for the president, upping the pressure on Biden to act. But if he does impose this executive order, it would echo a 2018 effort by then President Trump to bar and block migrants. It's something that Democrats staunchly opposed at the time and that was blocked by the courts.
The action would likely face legal challenges if it does happen. Thousands of AT&T customers across the country woke up to no service this morning. A major outage affected several major cities. The University of Alabama Birmingham Health System pausing in vitro fertilization treatments as healthcare providers weigh the impact of a state court ruling declaring frozen and embryos children. This is ABC News. Opening statements begin today in the trial of the weapons manager for Alec Baldwin's movie Rust. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed is charged with involuntary manslaughter and evidence tampering. The gun that Baldwin was handling contained a live bullet, which killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Baldwin's trial date has not been set, and both have pleaded not guilty. In Israel, a deadly traffic shooting.
On a highway south of Jerusalem, three Palestinian gunmen opening fire on cars stopped near a checkpoint in the West Bank. The attackers murdering one Israeli and wounding eight others, including a pregnant woman. Security forces killed two of the shooters, arresting the third. Police say the Palestinian militants hailed from the Bethlehem area. The deadly attack coming as tensions rise in the West Bank over the Gaza war. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Released Secret Service documents show the Biden's dog commander bit Secret Service agents at least 24 times before he was finally banished. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin businesses suffering losses during the warm, dry winter can apply for federal disaster loans. The U.S. Small Business Administration says its disaster coverage will extend to businesses hurt by the lack of winter weather this season. Businesses that cater to outdoor recreation are especially hard hit. Eric Hovde is officially in the race for U.S. Senate in Wisconsin. He made his campaign announcement Tuesday on social media.
Our country is facing enormous challenges. Our economy, our health care, crime, and open borders. Everything is going in the wrong direction. All Washington does is divide us and talk about who's to blame.
Of the Republicans in the race, Hovde presents the most formidable challenge to incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Marquette bounces back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After getting blown out by number one ranked UConn, the Marquette Golden Eagles beat the DePaul Blue Demons by 34 points. The final 105-71. DePaul now 0-15 in conference play. NFL, Matt LaFleur introducing Jeff Hafley today as the Packers' new defensive coordinator, replacing Joe Barry, who's now a linebackers coach with the Miami Dolphins. The Chicago Bears hiring 39-year-old Jennifer King as an assistant running backs coach. She's the first female coach coach ever hired by the Bears. King was on the Washington Commanders coaching staff last year. And the Brewers have re-signed pitcher Brandon Woodruff to the team. And they've also officially added catcher Gary Sanchez from the Padres. New manager Pat Murphy addressing the clubhouse in Maryvale.
I don't care about what others are saying, how much we're going to win. We're going to win this many games because of this, because of this. That's all bullcrap. Doesn't freaking matter. What matters is what? We win tonight.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be another really nice day today. Mostly sunny with a high of 53 this afternoon. Wind will be light out of the west at around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, 25. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 30. Saturday, sunshine with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Thursday on Matt and Air On Air, Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us for a public service announcement. Then we talk sports with Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Ratcliffe. Hope you'll join us.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street,
this is Oshkosh Air Support.
1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here. Good looking Thursday morning. 34 degrees in Appleton, 33 in Oshkosh, 31 in Green Bay. It's George Washington's birthday today, by the way. I thought that would have been whatever. 1732. Is it true that he had wooden teeth?
I don't know.
Or is that like a fallacy thing?
I think it's right up there with the cherry tree. Okay. I don't know if that's all
right.
True.
Got a nice text here. What a really nice text. Hey, you guys might not realize it yet, but for many of us early listeners in the morning, you've become our new Murphy in the Morning show. Thank
that's
you.
Like
that's very nice.
Frame that. That's yeah. awesome.
That's the nicest text.
And I sent a text back that said, big shoes to fill, but luckily Jim wears shoes two sizes too big, so we're good.
Do you?
Over.
Do you do that?
Yeah. Anyway, right. that's very nice. No, George Washington.
Appreciate that.
That's why we have President's Day, because it used to be George Washington Day, and then Lincoln's birthday was close, so they just changed
it. So they
President's
just put them all
Day.
Together for whatever?
And then LBJ moved it to Monday so right. that we could have three-day holidays.
So what do you think of my idea that Veterans Day, veterans should get the day off? It should be a national holiday on Veterans Day.
Yeah, I'm okay, but why can't we all get the day off and do something for veterans that day?
Well, like, that's what I mean. Can't we make that a national holiday the way that, you know?
Here's the problem with Americans is that I think sometimes we get a day off and we don't realize why we got the day off. Like the 4th of July.
Hang on. I just got a text from Murphy.
Okay. I just think we have to celebrate.
I forgot to ask you, when I was listening, you were talking about T.J. Ruble. Didn't he have to find his way home after that game in Minneapolis?
Hey, if he wants to, he can call back.
give him a quick call again, Todd. Do you have his number?
I don't.
Okay.
Because you had him call us. But
okay. Hang on. I'll just give it over.
Oh, yeah. He'll love that.
Yeah. I'll just give you Murphy's number. Hey, Todd, can you run here real quick?
Yep.
Yeah, we got to get him on again and talk about that. Because all right.
What was this?
T.J. Ruble?
I don't know.
we'll tell the whole story.
Okay, all right, I'll wait.
Yeah.
No, well, we were talking George Washington's birthday. Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Get your hand out of your
face.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be like your mother, but how's your mom doing, by the way?
But she's good. I told you I made some meals, went down there on Monday, had lunch with her.
What'd you make her?
I think I was telling you that I made the chicken breast with asparagus.
Oh, that sounds good.
It was really good. She liked it. And then I also made some pork chops, but she can eat, but I kind of, marinated them, and then I breaded it and deep fried. Yeah, I know, but we shouldn't be eating that. I mean, she can.
So you got a big thing going on, is it tomorrow or Saturday at your community shelter where you're cooking catfish?
No, that's Friday.
Friday.
You and I,
well,
Johnny.
You didn't know. That's not saying I yet. I got to check my schedule.
Well, we're going to the game at 6.
I don't know how to cook catfish.
No, but Anthony's going to be there. And we got a bunch of catfish donated, and we're going to
cook. Okay, we got Murph back. Murph.
All right.
Murph.
Yo.
Yeah. Okay, so the T.J. Ruble thing.
Yeah. Didn't he have to get his own ride home after that?
I don't know about that, but Frankie Winters said he was afraid Holmgren was going to kill him. And Holmgren was your buddy. He said he's never seen a person more mad than Mike Holmgren was after TJ Rubley did that. Yes, through that interception.
So what happened? Tell us about this. Set it up. I don't know what you're talking about.
Murph, go. You remember it?
Well, I do vaguely, but it's so funny that it came up just the other day, and somebody said that they thought that he actually, after the game, was told to find his own way home.
It wouldn't shock me. They said they've never seen Holmgren more mad.
Wow. Yeah, I've seen him madder than that one time.
When?
Holmgren. When that radio show from San Diego came to town.
San Francisco.
San Francisco, yeah.
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 Oh, that's right. What did they do? Because you went to San Francisco, right?
Right, yep.
And then the DJs from San Francisco, because this was before I started working with you. Explain that one again.
I remember that.
They did a pre-taped bit where they went to Holmgren's house and spanked his wife.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And... So they did the whole thing. and of course she got wind of it, you know, right away, as everybody, you know, because everybody listened. So he was spitting bullets when he found out about that. He didn't see the humor in that.
Wow.
When he got back to town, he was not happy.
And he took it out on you? So,
no, not on me. Not on me. There was a meeting at the station where he had to meet with some folks, and everyone just kind of said, "Hey, you know, sorry, we had no idea what was going on, what they had planned. We didn't, you know, think it was going to get that personal." And you know, he calmed down, he cooled off after a little bit, but that was probably the only other time I've seen him that hot.
I've only had that experience one time, because let me tell you something, which is not a good feeling. On a Monday morning, we're at home, and you get a phone call, and it's Sheaf. Remember our buddy Sheaf?
Oh, yeah, Mark.
Mark Sheaf.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's a good guy.
And he says, and I'll never forget this. It's like early in the morning, it like woke me up, and I wasn't on radio at the time, just doing TV. And I had my show the night before with Mark Chimura. We used to, you know, pack a replay or whatever. And he goes, "Hey, John, this is Sheaf." I go, "Sheaf, why in the world are you bothering me this early? It better be important." And because we were good friends, I used to live with Sheaf. You know, I used to sleep on his floor. He goes, "Coach wants to talk to you." I go, "What coach?" He goes, "Well, coach." It's like, "Oh, crap. Coach. Okay. John, Coach Holmgren. Hey, coach, how you doing?" "Not good, John." I go, "What's wrong, coach?" He goes, "So I'm laying in bed last night. My wife and I were watching your show. Okay?" He's, "Oh, thanks for watching." He goes, "Yeah, let me tell you something. Was Brett drunk on your show?" And this was when Brett wasn't supposed to drink. This was his, during that thing.
That abstinence.
And I'm like, I don't know, coach. You know, he goes, "Well, let me tell you something. I already talked to him and Chimura, and they both admitted they had some beers, but it was because you brought the beers in and gave them to them." Wow. Like, "Coach, I swear that didn't happen." "Well, that's what they say. And I just find that I'm not even going to let players come back on your show if you're giving them beers when they come on your show."
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you give it to him, though, Johnny?
No. Well, here's what happened.
Well, here's what happened. Again, these are grown adults who can't make their own decisions.
Exactly. Right.
That's true. Okay, I'll give you that.
Exactly. And here's what happened. Burt Griffin will verify this. They came there. Half the bag.
Pretty lit up,
okay.
Yeah.
And he brought this like Mississippi Mafia with him. You know, that's Billy Bob, and that's Bobby Joe, and that's, he had all these guys with him. You remember those guys, Murphy's hang out. And what they did is they made Burke go across the street and buy some more beer and bring it back to the station. Now, am I going to tell Chimura and Favre and his redneck mafia, "No, you're not allowed to"? And that's exactly what happened. Yes. Yeah. But they both, so Chewy and Favre both said, "Coach, we didn't plan on drinking, but Mino brought in some beer." And that's what happened.
That was all John, Coach. Yeah.
And then even during the show, I can remember it plain as day. I'd give anything to try to find the show. We used to give out the player of the week. And, you know, we gave great prizes. I think it was an oil change was
nice,
the winner.
Yeah. Nice.
And it's like, you know, we go through three. Hey, and we got, you know, Antonio Freeman. We got, you know, Santana Donson. We got blah, blah, blah. Who do you, what do you think, Brett? And he wasn't picked. He goes, oh, hell, just give them all one. Then I go, Brett, where's Irv? Where's your dad? How come he's not with you? Oh, man, he's all ticked off by the way the over-under bet went. And he's admitting that his dad had bet on the game. And it's like, oh, my God. I was literally sweat pouring down my face. Man. Yes.
That's the biggest thing, you know, change-wise. Back in the day, you could get a player to come on your show for a Burger King gift card, right?
Yes!
I remember Adam Timmerman did Breakfast with the Boys one year, the entire season, and that was when we did it at Fridays at 7 a.m.
Yep.
And he did the entire year for a snowblower from Kim. He did the entire season so he could get a snowblower from Kemp's, and he was more than happy to do that.
Isn't that, you know, something in those days? And I couldn't, you know what? I'll be honest with you, Murph. I couldn't believe you could get those guys to come in as early as they used to come in.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. It was amazing. Amazing. Only market in the NFL where you could get the two players from your hometown team to come on, get up and be on the air at 7 o'clock in the morning before they went to practice.
Yes.
You know, which was just crazy.
Yes. I mean, that was amazing. Wouldn't a Murph, you know, not to be these two old guys sitting on the porch and looking back, but what that show was, and that was before a lot of players had shows or did shows and everything like that. Whoever came up with that, the whole Breakfast with the Boys thing, that's kind of like, that can go in like a Hall of Fame, I think, of broadcasting this area, don't you? Because that was a real trendsetter that nobody else had ever done. I mean, you got Brett Favre coming in, you got the biggest names on the Packers coming in that tiny little studio we had. Remember, it was like so crowded, it was ridiculous. And that was really something, wasn't it? When you look back, we didn't think it at the time, but now in looking back, wasn't that something?
Really, really unique to Green Bay for sure. And in the NFL in general, I guarantee you nobody else was doing that. Although we didn't even realize it at the time, but yeah, super special that we were able to do that for quite a few years. And then, I think it was a coaching change, right? And then a practice schedule change kind of nipped that in the bud. But for a long time, it was must listen to radio every Friday morning at 7 o'clock. No doubt about it.
The cool thing was, Murph, we talked very little football, or you guys talked very little football. It was the first show where it was a personality of the player. That was the cool part.
Right. Right. Absolutely. And that's what we always thought. You know, we weren't a sports show per se, right? So people didn't tune in to us and hear X's and O's.
Nope,
and
never.
Why did this happen? They want to hear fun and laughs and have a good time. And that's kind of how it always is based. If we didn't talk about football the entire hour, we consider that a success.
Yep.
Right?
Well, and I think the players respected that too.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like they're real people, right? They got.
I think that's one of the things that kept them coming back.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because they knew they were going to
laugh and not be put on the spot and just have a good time.
Yep.
Another one of those things where you didn't know the impact you were making at the moment.
Yeah, and not to like pump ourselves on the back.
No, it was a great show.
But it just was. We did not realize it. I mean, it was just what we did. We just showed up in the morning. It's what we did. Well, didn't mean to bother you again, Murph. I know you're getting tea time.
Go back to bed.
And you got to go. But we're talking about that. It's like, oh, we got to talk to Murph about this.
Yeah.
So.
Not a problem. Thanks for great chatting with you guys.
Appreciate it, my friend. Thank you very much. Enjoy your time.
All right, talk to you later.
Okay, buddy. See ya.
What a great guy.
Yeah. Oh, God. I had so much fun for all those years. Can't believe it.
Yeah.
And like we said, you know, I don't prepare.
Really? You have to tell us that, John?
What?
What? But we actually used to talk. Those are some of our best shows.
Yep. Yep.
Because you know what I mean? Sometimes you can't plan, you know, certain things. You just got to either
impromptu.
You just got to roll with it. And that he and I or whatever, we've all had that thing where we could play off each other. Like you and I do, Todd. But you got to have that. We got to set a quick break. Hold the thought. Mind of the Mayor, back after us. Don't see too many faces.
Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Labor shortages, retention problems. It's been a challenging time for my business. But in Wisconsin, there's 600,000 people with disabilities who are ready to work right now. They just need you to believe in them and say yes. I did.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support for people with disabilities and their employers to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
The Todd Alba Show.
I'm Trygve Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Alba Show.
He's got a daytime job. He's doing all right. He can play the honky-tonk like anything.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor. That was fun talking with Murph. We could talk He's with great. Him all day long. Got a nice text here. John, your next book, you guys need to sit down and put this stuff down on paper. It'd be an awesome read. We've actually talked about that, but I'm looking at doing a podcast with all those people. I think that'd be fun as long as Todd can put it together for us. As long as Todd can do all the work
for free.
For free.
For free.
I'll bring him some Spotted Cow. He works for Spotted Cow.
But Mino and Friends would work because
that's what we're gonna do.
People like you, and you know, you're entertaining. You don't prepare, but you know what you're talking about, and you have a lot of friends. So I think that would be cool. Get different people on.
Yeah.
You could get, well, especially people from the media, but then you know a lot of other people like Lynn Dickey.
Well, and the thing is, what we can do with the podcast type thing, you know, we can go for like 45 minutes or something. You know, in radio when you're on a structured sort of thing.
And Todd breathing down your neck.
With Todd always giving us signals, wrap it up, you know, and stuff like that. Blame it all on Todd.
Okay.
All right.
No, that. But you're right, that podcast. And,
yeah. Todd, what do you think?
I say do it. I do think that there should be like a book that goes along with it. Like, so you should take the podcast episodes and write about that.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I would do that.
Like a combo thing.
I like it.
Or
I like
you
it
should do is just do an annual book. So these are your Mino and Friends in 2023, 2024,
yeah.
And people would just... And collect then, all and the books like encyclopedias that we
can get a helicopter and drop them down.
That's coming. You can laugh all you want. Sorry, it's coming.
And you know, it's funny. Yesterday we were on a three-way text or four-way text. Me, Murph, Katie, and Tammy.
Mm-hmm.
And Tammy finally chimed in. She says, "Oh my gosh, I'm just sitting back and reading it. This is because like Murph. I said, "Hey, when are you coming back?" He's like, "May." I said, "Hey, bring me something." And Katie chimes in, "Yeah, because Mino is 7 and he needs something from Florida." And, yeah, so
a shirt.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
something.
And I said, okay, well, you don't, I said, how, you know, quickly you forget. Remember the time I went to Las Vegas and I brought you back this really cool, cocktail glasses from one of the coolest places in all of Las Vegas
that you stole.
And she goes, yeah. And they still had lipstick on the rim. I'm like, oh wow. You're above. You can't wash a glass. So, yeah. So we had a lot of fun. So we'll have fun with that.
I think that's a great idea. And you like to work. So, yeah, this would be good for you.
I like to work?
Yeah, I think you do.
Yeah. Why can't I get a job doing labor? Why can't I get a physical labor job? I will, any home builder out there, I'll come and be your labor guy. I'll cut 2x4s. Yeah. I'll pick up the
don't read
garbage.
Don't read too much into my definition of work. I shouldn't have said that.
But I'm offering myself out there as a manual
you'd
laborer.
You'd be BSing with all the other employees, slowing down production. And
you don't
making
know
them,
that.
Oh, that's why, John, you like to be active. That's not work. Like, you're taking work as manual. Like, are we working right now? I don't know. If we are, this is the kind of work you like. And I think you're really good at it, too. And I think you could do a lot of things. But manual labor, that just doesn't. I just don't. I don't know you that well. I don't see that.
Do you demo? I'd love to demo.
Do you get the feeling like he builds you up just to tear you down?
Yes.
I mean,
thank
he's
you,
really
Todd.
Good at that.
He does.
Love you, Jim.
He does.
Passive
he
aggressive.
Does. I will admit this. When I worked in the mine one summer, and my job was just to shovel iron ore pellets all day long. I'll shovel up, and everybody, you wore a different color helmet to signify, like, your rank or whatever. Like,
oh, yeah.
If you're just a general laborer like I was, you wore a white helmet. Mm-hmm. The bosses wore green helmets. Electricians wore blue helmets. Okay? So you always knew who,
and
whatever.
The guy in charge had just only one helmet for the guy in charge, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'd never seen it before. Mm-hmm. So here's this guy with this other color helmet, like orange or whatever. So I thought he was a salesman because sometimes you get those sales guys come through, but they would have to wear whatever. So I'm leaning on my shovel and talking with a guy, okay, for this whole time. And the guy who was in charge of the whole thing says to the boss, my boss, he goes, I got a question for you. And the guy goes, yeah, he goes, is that guy a worker or is he a monument? Because he hasn't moved in 20 minutes. True story.
Pointing right at you.
Is that guy a worker or is he a monument?
Wow.
Because he hasn't moved in 20 minutes.
John, yeah. That's, yeah.
And, my dad was real proud of me.
And you want a job in labor? I don't know.
I got this. John, you could spend a day with me playing with electricity from Sparky, our guy. I would do that, Sparky. I don't understand electricity or anything like that, but I'd run some conduit. What?
Those are all legal. Those are all
license.
What I'm looking for, yeah.
But not if you're like an apprentice. I could be an apprentice.
But the apprentice, you got somebody breathing.
Nobody's
down your
offered
neck
me a job as a welder, as an apprentice welder. And I told people I've got experience in welding.
I don't want to play you up and knock you down, but you're a nice guy, but you'd be tough to manage.
Why do you say that?
It's only been 6 months, but
Sheila says I can listen to John's stories all day.
Okay, there you go.
Hire me, Sheila. Hire me.
Yeah. What capitalist is going to pay someone to tell stories all day? That's why you get off of work. You're at work.
I would only do it on my breaks. What?
All right.
I would.
I've worked with people like you. I've let go of people like you.
Wow. Todd, quick.
There again.
Right? No, that's
Bill
true.
I'm going to lift you up. Cut and then the lights.
I have.
I'd fire you. Is yeah. What he said.
I'd fire people like you,
we'd
John.
We'd say, look, we're going a different direction. You know, that kind of stuff. It wouldn't be. And
quick
we'd
pull.
Work out
Todd,
a severance.
Can we do a quick pull?
Absolutely.
Would you hire me for manual labor, people? Mm-hmm. Yes
the answer
or no?
Is no. Would you hire John to entertain your employees?
No, that's not the question, Jim. Yeah, would you hire me? I'd be. You know what? I'd be dedicated. I would be punctual. I would work.
First day.
Punctuality is my key. I'd take my own lunch bucket.
You didn't even have to say the word bucket.
So what's the exact question on the poll?
Would you hire me, if you ran a company, like a construction, would you hire me as a manual laborer?
Yeah.
Yes or no? That's the only question. Because I'm looking for a manual labor job in the afternoons.
Yeah.
Like 3 hours, maybe.
Okay, that says it all right
at
there.
The most.
Who the hell
couple
works 3 hours in manual labor? You either work 8 or you don't.
Well, you know what? I could do like 8 hours worth of work in 3 hours.
Oh, my God.
If I set my mind to it. I've been walking, Jim.
You have.
I'm getting in shape.
I will say that. You have been.
Yeah.
I'm not going to knock you down.
I've got a pedometer.
It doesn't. You were whining about it.
No, that was one on my phone. Well, the calorie thing I think is off. I think I'm burning up a lot more calories than it shows when I walk. A lot more. Yeah.
Have you lost weight, John?
I'm going to.
Okay. Because I went to see my doctor.
Oh, you had a workout yesterday, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
How did that go?
That's hot.
Did you fall over when you did a lunge again?
I don't like lunges.
Do they literally give you like ski poles to hold you up?
They will give
they
you.
They do, Todd. He was talking to somebody. I don't think he thinks I heard. He was talking. I think it was Dr. Kristen. And he said, well, I have to hold these like ski pole
not
things.
Poles.
Or else I fall over.
It's not plural.
You said. Oh.
One.
Okay.
They give you a, and it's like an option. It's like you got to do your lunges and go down here. And you know that's. And
it's so you don't fall over.
Right.
Okay, if they only give you one.
I don't use it now.
What happens if you start leaning to the left and you got it in your right hand?
You have
a
better sense of balance than that.
I don't think you do.
It's okay.
That's right, Mino. Build them up and then tear them.
Absolutely.
This is like passive aggressive day on Mino and the Mayor.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
But lunges are good for you. But a sense of balance, you kind of lose that if you don't use it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when's the last time you did a lunge, John Mino?
This morning.
I said lunge, not lunch.
Oh, I work out before I come down.
Like that one day he said, I had some chili this morning. It's like, John, it's 10 to 6. You had chili this morning?
But yes and no, though, because that was the chili you made, and I really liked it.
Oh, okay.
And I eat chili cold. Like
God, here we go back to that passive.
Okay, I know, right?
All right, right, right. Okay, we got to move on.
Yeah.
Do we have a guest coming up?
Yes, we do. Todd, right. We got a guest coming up.
Yep, Tarl Knight's going to be in from the Tarleton Theater talking about some of the events coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Love that
check
place.
Out our poll. Would you hire me for manual labor? Yes or no?
Download the Civic Media app. Choose the station, GBW or ISS. Lower right-hand corner, text the studio.
You will not be sorry if you do. If you
text.
Hire me. I'm just saying. Mind on the Mayor, back after this.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden considering passing an executive order to impose tough new sanctions at the southern border. One possibility, barring migrants seeking asylum as they cross between U.S. ports of entry. ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce with more on the political reasons for the move.
Republicans have seized on the chaos at the border, turning it into a political liability for the president, upping the pressure on Biden to act. But if he does impose this executive order, it would echo a 2018 effort by then President Trump to bar and block migrants. It's something that Democrats staunchly opposed at the time and that was blocked by the courts.
The action would likely face legal challenges if it does happen. Thousands of AT&T customers across the country woke up to no service this morning. A major outage affected several major cities. The University of Alabama Birmingham Health System pausing in vitro fertilization treatments as healthcare providers weigh the impact of a state court ruling declaring frozen embryos children. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggiehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Tony Evers is asking the state Supreme Court to reconsider the state's congressional maps. He signed new legislative maps into law on Monday. Democratic law firm Elias Law Group asked the Wisconsin Supreme Court to take up the congressional maps after the court ruled last year that the legislative maps were unconstitutional. The court will have to move fast as the state elections commission says new maps need to be in place by March 15th to take effect this November. Wisconsin State Senate Republicans are firing four more of Governor Evers' appointees, Democratic Senator Mark Spreitzer.
Governor Evers is still the governor, and he'll still be the governor next session. It's been 5 years, and I'm still waiting for all of you to get used to that.
Tuesday's firings include former Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton from the UW Hospitals and Clinics Board and Tom Ames from the Natural Resources Board. I'm Nate Wuggiehout, Civic Media News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It is going to be another really nice day today, mostly sunny with a high of 53 this afternoon. Wind will be light out of the west at around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, 25. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 30. Saturday, sunshine with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
Now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
This is the talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. 7:34. Look at that temperature out there. Appleton 34, Oshkosh 33, Green Bay 31, going up to almost 50 degrees today. On our poll, it's early, so don't get all excited about this yet. It is the way it always happens.
This is trending.
It's trending. No, would you hire Mino for manual labor? No, 80%. Yes, 20%. Mm-hmm. Teresa says, yes, I would hire John. Teresa, I'm here. I'm right here for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me know if you got a
she's
you
just know, doing health that plan. She feels sorry for
what's
you.
What's the vacation that's why she's, type things? Yeah. What's the hours? Just different things like
right.
that. Right. This time we're brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. Pella Windows and Doors are amazing. Sign up right now, and you won't have to make a single payment for 5 years. This only lasts until the 23rd, which means through tomorrow. Okay? They finish installation as little as a day. They are talented. They are efficient. They are professional. They are the best. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Start customizing your home today with zero interest up to 5 years. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Once again, the offer ends on the 23rd, which is tomorrow. Visit PellaWI.com.
Love those guys.
Yep,
yes.
You've got them.
I do.
Yep, introduce our special guest.
So Johnny and I have talked about a lot of things, and one of the things that we are very passionate about is the history of downtown Green Bay. You look at the suburbs, you know, Bellevue and Howard, they don't have history. But preserving history is expensive. I mean, it just is, right? And we've got a guest here.
We've already talked about that. It's cheaper to knock old buildings down.
Absolutely.
And rebuild than it is to refurbish new buildings or old buildings. So what you're doing, you can go ahead, is great.
So the, what was the original name of that place?
The West Theater.
Oh, the West Theater, right, on Walnut Street. I mean, it slipped my mind. The West Theater, as John just said, could have been knocked down and renovated, but we had a young entrepreneur in this community step up and purchase that back in 2018, 2019. And not only did he purchase it to preserve that piece of history in the downtown on Broadway and Walnut, but programming is what keeps these things successful. So our guest today is Tarl Knight, T-A-R-L, not Carl, Tarl, T-A-R-L Knight. You're a performer. I mean, you're a musician. You're pretty much all around good guy, but you're an entrepreneur and you've done good things for Green Bay. So why'd you do it? I mean,
well, as a performer, yeah, I was always looking as a young person for that small entry level venue in Green Bay where I could go with big stars in my eyes and get started with my career. There's a lot of great small venues. We got a lot of great cafes, bars, restaurants in town, in the city. But what about a place with a stage and a screen and those lights that I can get under and get hot and sweaty? You know, but really, star in the spotlight. We've got the Meyer, we've got the Widener. Those are excellent regional and national size venues. So having a small local venue where I could perform, and I know there's a community who wanted that opportunity.
And knowing what's gone through the doors of that place for 100 years, mm-hmm. I think that part is so good. And Todd and I always talk about this. Although, Todd, have you ever done your ghost thing here?
I have not.
Okay.
No.
Todd loves going to theaters and checking out ghost-type things there. You ever experienced anything like that in your place?
Oh, we've got some history.
Can I come in sometime
and
do that?
Absolutely, right. Todd.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I'll be leaving this job and just ghost hunting for a living.
And, oh, by the way, I got to run anyway, too. I got to leave early because I got a text here. Yes, I have a tool belt for you, John. What are you doing the rest of the day, Chad? So I got to run. Can you make me a lunch?
Yes, Chad. Yeah. Okay, right. I'm not going to diss Chad. Okay. The venues that you have there, I want to talk about. I don't know that enough people know what you've done, and you've been at it for 5 years.
5 years. We made it through COVID.
Right. Yeah.
And there was a before and after, of course, like all businesses. But we've been able to form some really successful partnerships so far. Right now, we're the home of the Green Bay Jazz Orchestra. We're the home of the Green Bay Film Festival.
Right.
Oh, that's
and
right.
We've got a really wonderful partnership with the Widener and the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay, the Widener downtown at the Tarleton, which is a new program that was able to bring some arts and cultural events that you'd only see with the kind of budget and backing of the university and the Widener, bringing that kind of connection downtown.
If I could just back up one quick second, because I love the Green Bay Film Festival. I used to host a couple of things there. And for some reason, it was off my radar this year, but they're having another round of it coming up in a month or so. Is that correct?
Another season. And so what happened when the Green Bay Film Festival came to the Tarleton mm-hmm. was we're going to make this the home of the festival. Mm-hmm. And instead of the traditional model of once a year, we're going to break it down throughout the year, regular events.
Okay.
Where we've got different themes. So last year we had romantic language.
Okay.
During Valentine's Day. You know, we had Wisconsin's Own, where we were able to showcase films from Wisconsin, a lot of local filmmakers, yep. which is a special thing that we can do in independent film. And then throughout the year, continue on. Good old-fashioned scares happen around Halloween time.
I think that's awesome. I think this is awesome what you do there.
And it is. It's unique, and it's small enough. And I don't know, what's your seating capacity there?
150 to 200.
Right. And then you get, really, the next leap, quite honestly, is, well, the Widener's 2,000, but even the Meyer's 1,000. So that 150, it's pretty intimate there. And you've had some just parties, too.
Yeah, it's a great community theater.
Right.
I mean, you know, we've got weddings,
right.
birthdays,
right.
celebrations of life, you know, anything that makes, you know, a special occasion.
And you know what's so cool? We talk so much about downtown Green Bay. We want it to be vibrant. We want it to be whatever. We want it to be what it used to be. And it's on the way. But it wouldn't happen without young people investing in it. I mean, right. you and I are, we're past our prime. You're past your prime. I'm still hitting my, but I'm just saying, it's like when you get the young talent with enthusiasm and drive, that's what is going to take Green Bay back to that next step. And I really and truly mean that. You got to get the young blood invested.
Well, it's all about community. You know, I could have had my own vision and my business partner, you know, but what we've tried to do is listen to the community and find out what it is that they want. And, you know, that's a big driving factor is community. If, when the community says that there is a drag or a burlesque or a painting and physical visual art community that's lacking a home, we want to answer that call.
That's super.
Say, come on to the Tarleton Dump.
You ever been to a burlesque show? Come, oh, you're lying. You're lying. You have.
He's said, performed
wow,
in one.
I've been to
he
show. Has.
I used to go to Vegas all the
okay,
time.
Okay, that's where I saw
so,
one too.
Right. Yeah. That's, yeah. I yes.
They're actually pretty cool.
They are.
Yeah.
And they're talented. And yes, that's good stuff. Anyway, back to Tarleton. But
hey, Todd, I can see him with like dollar bill in his teeth.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. In his teeth.
I am the mayor of the city of Green Bay. I am the mayor of Titletown. Come here. Sit on my lap.
I did only drink when I was out of town.
Yeah.
That's with good reason.
You're not my sweetheart.
With good reason.
I'm going to take you home to Green Bay.
But, Tarl, I think some venues get a little bit stereotyped with either major theater or just music. And talk a little bit about the variety of entertainment you bring in.
Yeah, we got something for everyone. It's all ages, from Saturday morning cartoon brunch, which is, you know, cool. we're harkening back to those days as a kid in front of the
awesome.
TV.
Yep.
We've got our cereal bar with 10 different types of breakfast cereals. We got brunch specials, and you can choose any cartoon that you'd like, anything from the Jetsons.
You have Fruit Loops.
Scooby-Doo. We have Fruit Loops.
Okay, good. All right.
We have Cap'n Crunch.
Fantastic.
We have Cap'n Crunch. We've got our Cap'n Crunch
okay.
oh, chicken yeah. tenders. Cap'n Crunch.
Wow. Wow.
We've got the Green Bay Jazz.
Judy Jetson was my first crush.
Yes.
She was. Is that weird?
I believe that.
Come and relive that.
Crush?
No, come that, and relive yes. that, John.
Okay. Bring that. You bring that back with what's your favorite? What was your favorite cereal as a kid?
Mine?
Yeah.
That's all we ever had was like
oh,
cornflakes.
Oh,
my dad, we were not allowed to buy
you
anything.
You didn't buy
good.
The sugared stuff.
No,
it was all packaging.
Sugar pops. Right. We were never allowed any of that stuff.
Oh man,
no.
Poor kid. Well, yeah. You can get it now at the Tarleton.
Yeah,
you can, and that's a free event. You know,
that sounds fantastic.
A lot of our
what a great
shows
idea.
Are going to be all ages. We do have the burlesque and drag, which of course are 18 and up. We have a lot of live music coming through. Tom Smith, Tom Johnson. And a number of other great promoters who have great history in Green Bay through the Lyric Room and Gasoline and the Concert Cafe. They're bringing a lot of large concerts this year.
That's great.
Coming through the Tarleton. So those are going to be great for the live music community. Our Art War is a live painting competition, and that's a novel new idea, bringing kind of an urban metropolitan art event. You can see art in a museum or a gallery anytime, but it's not often you can see live art where it's painted right before your eyes.
Which is one of the most amazing. I got a really great friend, Spencer right. Nolan Young.
Okay.
You know Spencer.
He's yeah.
We did it on one of my TV shows. We had him paint a thing in like 15 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and it was mind-boggling to see what these guys can do in such a short time. And they don't paint it like by numbers where you even. And the thing is, he got done, and we're live on the air, and we're like,
what is it?
What is, and he goes, oh, I'm sorry. He painted it upside down and then turned it over, and it was like this most magnificent. These people have such talent.
God. They're amazing.
You have to see it in person.
Green Bay's got a lot of great talent like that, and it's hidden, and they just need an opportunity to come and showcase that.
And sometimes we've talked about that, and that's why I'm so appreciative of what you've done in the last 5 years and what you have coming on the docket. But I think we're sometimes overshadowed by sports, and there's just a lot of talent in this community. And, you know, we've had people on our show, authors, musicians. We've had people from Evergreen, Dudley Birder. But they just don't have that venue to showcase. Whereas
that in-between type of venue.
Right. How many, we got all these sports fields and, you know, and the media is a little bit gaga over sports too, and maybe not enough over the arts. And I just appreciate you doing that. And I love the fact that it's downtown too.
Thanks, Jim. You know, at the time, I got to hand it to you, and I don't mean to embarrass you, but at the time you were sitting as mayor of the city of Green Bay, that we were looking to finance this thing. And as a young entrepreneur, I could not have done that without city public financing. We came on board. The city was backed us. You backed us. So thanks for having the vision
That's cool.
But we give money to people. Everybody says you give money to the project. You really give money to the people. I mean, we believed in you. Yeah. I mean, you're young, like Johnny just said. You have really good vision. And you also kind of grew up in the arts. Like, you knew the industry.
I did.
Well, I don't know your background. Musician?
Yeah, musician. Okay. Performer, songwriter. Painter and visual artist.
Oh,
as
no
well.
Kidding!
Went to art school, got real artsy, and moved to Sturgeon Bay, where I was a part of the Steelbridge Songfest.
Oh, cool!
And the mission of that was to save the Michigan Street Bridge, which is a big steel, historic bridge.
Then they had the big thing about saving the granary or whatever it is there. Yeah, yeah.
So historic preservation, performing with other musicians, small town. Using music for community. That was
awesome.
All ingrained pretty young.
I think that is so awesome. I've always wanted to be a songwriter. What?
I deal with this every morning, Tara.
What? I can
workshop. We can workshop.
Okay.
Just make sure you underscore the word write and not sing.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Just there we go.
Build him up. Tear him down.
Todd. I'm like that dog where it's like, come here, Fluffy.
I would never.
Then you're like, smack him.
I would never.
It's like, I got a treat for you, Fluffy. I got a treat for you. It's
that
like,
is not.
Boom.
No.
The poor dog's like shaking. Yeah, he doesn't know which way to go.
I never do that to a dog. I love
PSTD just for
words. Yes.
I love dogs.
Thank you.
Charlton, what do you got coming up? I mean, you've got, like I said, we've had Gizmo on. You've had some impersonator. They've done some small theater, right?
Yeah, we've got theater, Footlights Theater Company and the Widener are bringing a lot of dramatic theater into the Tarleton, which historically is a cinema. So, you know, there's a lot of experimental, small, interesting theater that you wouldn't see.
I was in experimental theater.
No,
I was at Arizona State.
Sure
I was actor of the year at Mesabi State Junior College.
No kidding.
Actor of the year.
Eight students.
And you've been a character ever since.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I played Jim the Runaway Slave. I played George in Mice and Men. What? I played the Puerto Rican waiter in Steam Bath.
That I could see.
I got a lot of credits.
You can see that?
I can see him being a Puerto Rican waiter. Yeah, just talk. Just get me my damn order, but talk.
Gottlieb was my name.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'll bring you the reviews and stuff. I got my clips.
Okay, all right.
Another big program we've got coming up is the Bay Area Music Awards.
Oh,
and,
cool.
And those are the
BAMMIES.
The BAMMIES. And, you know, so the vision of that is to support and celebrate our live music community.
Fantastic. Yeah. I think it's great what you're doing, Tarl, and you got the courage to do it. That's right. The number one thing.
And 5 years, you're going to make it. I mean, and you got through COVID. I'll give you a lot of credit because there's a lot of people who didn't. Tell us how we get information, updates on what you're doing at the Tarleton.
Yep. Yeah, visit thetarleton.com. We've got all of our show announcements right there. Announcements about partnerships, upcoming dates. And, you know, we're going to have a great time throughout
this
year.
And you know what's funny when I go into those kind of, it's like Don Hudson probably sat here and watched a show sometime. You know what I mean? These
right.
Curly Lambeau was in this building. Right. And you guys have restored it and you're keeping it going. I just think that's fantastic. Young entrepreneurs with talent like you guys that make Green Bay what it is.
And people get down there, park a little bit early, go to one of the restaurants that are within walking distance. It's just a great evening. Thanks for what you're
Congratulations.
Doing.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Keep it rock. Whatever we can do to promote whatever you got going on,
you got
us know. Carte blanche. You just let us know.
Thank you, guys. Thanks,
you got it.
Thanks,
Congratulations. John. All right, Might of the Mayor, back right after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Green Bay that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 920-469-1146 to apply. That's 920-469-1146.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Mine on the Mayor. That was fun. Tarl Knight is doing a great thing with the Tarleton Theater, the old Green Bay West picture show. Like I told you before, I think the first movie I ever saw in Green Bay when I moved here in 84 was there. It was there and the Meyer. And it's funny that they're both, you know, but they're still going. They're still vibrant. They're still, you know, making good use of them. That's fantastic. I love the young entrepreneurs.
And, you know, give the city a little credit, too, for investing. Like, you know, we've talked about
that. Well, you got to pat yourself in the back a little bit. You saw the vision there.
The people, yeah, a little bit. But I just, we need to preserve history.
I totally agree, 100%.
The longer it goes on, the more valuable it gets.
And even when we had Tim Pollock in here last week, what he did with that building over on Broadway, which was right across the street, basically, from the Tarleton. Mm-hmm. Beautiful job he did on that building.
He did, but he said the same thing everybody's been saying. It was expensive.
It's expensive.
And older homes, they're expensive, but boy.
Well, number one thing, though, is like, I don't want you to go off and call somebody Nazis. But when you're dealing with historical, like you did the other day, when you're dealing with historical buildings, there's a lot of hoops you have to jump through to restore them and everything. And that's why a lot of people are just like, you know, bleep it. Let's knock it down and build new. Mm-hmm. And I mean, even with the electrical and the plumbing and the whatever. And I remember talking to a guy one time about downtown. I said, man, what a shame it is that they knocked down so many of these buildings. And the guy goes, yeah. But he said, let me tell you something. If you could have gone in there and they had the old knob electrical things.
That knob and tube and knob.
Tube and knobs and everything would have to be replaced. The plumbing was all lead. Yeah. That all had to be replaced. You know, it didn't have a fire exit or whatever. That had to be. And it was just like with some of those old buildings, there was so much that would go into it to restore them. It wasn't worth it.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue that. What I am going to say is that, you know, that's
And some of them had asbestos.
Yeah. I've been through all those projects. The city, the community, the state, if preserving history is a priority, you can't just say it. You got to fund it because it's expensive. And I think the city and the state, I want to give the state some credit too for that. They have some tax credits that historic tax credits that can help when there's a little complicated program, but it will help you with your finances and you can maybe borrow against that. Yeah, I'm glad we have people like Tarl and that believe in, you know, the people who own the Northland. I mean, I told you we could have raised that and built it for, I don't know if it's half the price, but probably for 60% of what it cost to renovate it. And yet they kept the vision and they're like, look, we'll find the money. And we participated in that as well. So anyway, the other thing is once you get the building, it's this beautiful building, you got to program it. And you got to program it for today, not for 100 years ago. So Tarl's done a good job that cartoon and cereal.
I love that idea.
To bring your kids. I mean, your grandkids, I should say.
Love that idea.
Yeah,
I think that's
cool
awesome.
Going on,
so. Anyway. By the poll is getting close here. Would you hire Mino to do manual labor? Yes, 40%. No, only 60%. I get this. I'd hire Mino to make birdhouses. That's from Kevin. I could do that.
Is that manual labor, birdhouses?
Yep. You ever make a birdhouse out of old barnwood, Jim?
Nope, I didn't.
It is manual labor.
I don't know.
It's manual labor.
I thought manual labor is like shoveling the coal or whatever you did up in Nevada.
What's it called? We don't have any coal in the UP. Okay, it's iron ore. Yeah.
Or what?
Iron ore.
I know.
All right. So let me ask you this about old buildings.
Yes.
And again, this is something that was your passion, whatever. The Northland. Don't they have a big anniversary coming up?
We do. And we're going to have someone. Well, the Northland has an event coming up to celebrate their 100-year anniversary. So we're going to get the marketing guy or the general manager to come out and talk about specifically the history of the Northland. But next Tuesday, we're celebrating the city's 170th birthday. And that is being held at the Northland as well. So we have someone from the city coming in on Monday to talk to us about the history of Green
Bay.
And
I know the battle you guys went through to get that thing restored. I remember that, how far back. And it was incredible.
Yeah.
But that was just in the back of my mind. Because to me, when I was a little kid, you'd come to Green Bay. Like I said, I remember standing in the lobby, not even the lobby. We're standing outside on the steps waiting for, I forget which team it was that was playing the Packers the night before. And standing there with my little autograph book, and it was like, that to me was like the Hilton in New York or something. It's like, look at this. This is the Northland Hotel in Green Bay where all the teams stay. And to me, if you had lost that in downtown Green Bay, that would have been a horrific loss.
You know, yeah, I agree with that, but it sounds easy now, and it's a lot of things. Well, yeah, I'm glad we did it, but that was a battle. And,
crazy battle.
It just, I don't know that we had a lot of vision on the
side. You know, that's another night. I mean, some of these vision or some of these, like even across the street, because I always walk that way. Like when I go to the post office, it's kind of, you know, I love the old sign, which is still there. I love the old, you know, outside with the balcony thing, which is so cool. But you know what is a really underrated building is the YMCA. What a beautiful building is.
Yeah, it is. That's it. And that's been, renovated and you should go inside, John.
I would love to.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I know what that was.
Yeah. There we go, Todd.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, I got to get a sound effect just for that when he does that. Yeah. Let's see what I got.
That's going to make me look
I will say this. He's really good at being very subtle. He's like a sniper. You know, you don't really notice it. And that's like, what just happened? What just happened? You know what I noticed? So when I walked by there the other day, there's like a storage room upstairs, like in the top floor. Looks like there's just, you know, storage room. I wonder if they'd rent that out to me.
Well, that's been talked about for housing. It's Archery up there now.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. It used to be. Maybe it's not now. I don't even think they use it right now.
Wanted to live in a YMCA. Is that weird?
That's weird. I have to admit, that's a little weird, isn't it?
I don't know. I thought that'd be cool to live in a YMCA. You go downstairs, you can work out, you can use the pool.
Well, they weren't like swim, that. The YMCA started as Young Men's Christian Association. I think that was really, wasn't that kind of like code for homeless? Or was that, I'm not sure. I'm not sure YMCA started off as health clubs. You know what? We got to get somebody from the YMCA on.
I think we should.
Get it, Jim. Get it.
All right. Yeah. I'll take care of that.
Okay.
I will take care of that.
And by the way, I want to give a little plug about, we always talk about new businesses, small businesses, everything. I ate at a place that you recommended yesterday for lunch. It's the Philly cheesesteak place on Main. And I went in there and I had like the seafood. I had like the shrimp. You would have liked this, Todd. It was almost like a po' boy.
Yeah.
But it was the shrimp and the steak. Together
in a wrap.
In a wrap.
Yeah,
it was fantastic with peppers and red peppers and green peppers, and it was fantastic.
And how about the service?
Service was just this beautiful girl.
Family-owned.
She owns it or whatever. She was so personable. You can't believe it. It was fantastic.
Yeah, that is a good place on Main Street. I was there. I told you that. I asked her who owned it, and the owner wasn't there. But I want to get someone from that family on
super
this show
clean,
to talk about
super great service.
And they also have a food truck, so they outreach to the
events. Yeah, and
they
also have breakfast there. There's also a breakfast called the Egg Yolk or something on Sunday mornings. They have breakfast. I'm going to go there for breakfast on Sunday. I'm serious. I like that place a lot.
Good.
I got this one from Dave. I'll hire you. Food not included. Bring your own Lincoln Logs. Okay, that's
good,
Dave.
That's about as many as you're going to get.
Wow. So 40% of the people would hire me.
John, 40% of the people.
So all I need is one of those people that has a construction company or something. For me to come in and work for them.
I'll tell you what, if you put construction in that question, it's going to go down to 10.
No, it's not.
All right.
I'm getting in shape, Jim.
You're walking. All right. This was fun.
Todd, thank you.
You got it.
Love you like a brother.
Yeah.
Most days.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
What a great family.
Yeah. Isn't it great? Wow. All right. Mind on the Mayor, we will be back tomorrow morning. Thank you, everybody, for joining us today and all the great guests we have.
Yeah.
See you in the morning. Bye.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Ubel. On Thursday, we continue to be live from Hayward, Wisconsin for the American Birkin Finder. Join us noon to 3.
At my company, we're always looking for people who are passionate and ready to work. But it's not always easy. It's time to broaden our horizons. In Wisconsin, about 600,000 people with disabilities are ready and able to work. People that just need you to believe in them and say yes.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.